Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgating. We're firing up our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, it's no secret, Chris. This guy has been mentioned on the show before, and anyone who follows football on a regular basis knows what good a guy that Russell Wilson is, the quarterback of the Seahawks. And we know what he's done on the field, Chris. You know, this past year that just finished has more wins in the first nine seasons than any quarterback in history. And, of course, he's been to a bunch of Pro Bowlers. Pro Bowls already. And has over 20 franchise records already. And he's not that old of a man. And he's already won the Steve Largent Award. Now, Steve Largent, you remember, you know, Hall of Fame receiver. But that award is for the player who best exemplifies the spirit and dedication, integrity, things like that. So Russell is no stranger to doing great things, Chris. And, of course, now he's up for the NFL Man of the Year or the Seahawks candidate. And, you know, you read through his bio, and these are all on the NFL website. You just Google NFL Man of the Year, and you'll get all 30 guys who were up for the award. And as I say every week, Chris, you read about every one of these guys, and you say, how can't he win this year? Well, I mean, I'm reading Wilson this week, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I say that every week, but this guy's got to be one of the favorites because of what he does and what he's done since he came in the league. And let me just go through a couple things because the bio is totally crazy. You know, why he's up for it this year is because how fast he responded to COVID-19, him and his wife, Chris. And he, as soon as it hit, him and his wife, they really wanted to focus on the children and families who were losing access to food because of people actually losing jobs or schools closing down. And so him and his wife, Sierra, right away, Chris, they made a personal donation of 1 million meals. That's a lot of food. 1 million meals to the organization Feeding America. And from there, he teamed up with a company called Wheels Up, and which created something called Meals Up, which that actually, to this day now, they're at about 50 million meals for Feeding America. And that's pretty much the reason why he's a candidate this year. You know, he has already has his Why Not You Foundation, short WNYF, they call it, the Russell Wilson WNYF Foundation. Now, this thing for years now, he's been involved in food deliveries and things like that. And because of the excellence he's had at it, it's like the poster place for delivering food now. The Seattle area is all because of Wilson. Other major cities are doing it because of what he has done. And, other things that he's done constantly since he came in the league, Chris, every week, he visits on a Tuesday patients, small kids at the Seattle Children's Hospital. He has not missed any since I can remember. He continues just to do that. I think he's seen over 600-700 pediatric patients already, Chris, which is incredible. So think about it. 600-700 pediatric kids. How many lives he's changed just from showing up when they were sick. You know, it's just amazing. His organization has raised over $100 million. Giving all kinds of things. He's very big on getting people out to vote. He likes to get kids at a young age doing the right thing. And again, he's been with the team 9 years. No player has done more good in the community for the Seahawks, not even close, than Russell Wilson. So what he's doing off the field, again, we always say this, it trumps everything that he's doing on the field. So big shout out to Russell Wilson. There's not many guys more positive and deserving of the award, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. I tell you what, the things that he has done and continues to do are really amazing. So kudos to you for bringing that story back up and to Russell Wilson and his wife. Bob, I'm going to jump sports this week over to hockey and put my spotlight on New Jersey Devils defenseman PK Subban. Going back to 2014, he started the PK's Helping Hand Foundation to provide financial support to families with children suffering from various illnesses. In September of 2015, he donated $10 million to Montreal's Children's Hospital, which was the largest single donation by any athlete to one single organization, and the biggest philanthropic commitment by a sports figure in Canadian history. And now, even though he's been traded twice since being with the Canadiens, every time he goes back to Montreal for a game, he brings his teammates to the hospital to visit with the kids. When he played for the Predators, he established a charity called Blue Line Buddies, where he gave a ticket to local policemen and women and had them bring an underprivileged kid to the game as their buddy for the game. And PK would pay for them to have dinner at one of the premium restaurants at the arena, and then he met with them before and after the game. He put that together to develop relationships between local law enforcement and kids there in Nashville. Giving back is also something that's been instilled with him.